and vocabulary 2. Activity 1. Read the passage and choose the best title. Bernard Shaw, perhaps more than most dramatists, used the characters in his plays to express his ideas. However, he often succeeded in creating very real characters, and Eliza Doolittle and Professor Henry Higgins are two of Shaw's most delightful creations. What is most interesting about Eliza is the way that she develops, both in appearance and personality. In his first description of her, Shaw describes her as not at all an attractive person. He says that she needs a dentist, and that, compared to the ladies, she is very dirty. 6 months later, she looks very different. Her pretty complexion and sophisticated clothes make her appearance so beautiful that when she enters a room, everyone stands up. Eliza, taught by Henry Higgins, learns to speak correctly and to act like a lady. But what Higgins does not expect is the deep changes that take place in Eliza. When we first meet Eliza, she has no manners, but says whatever comes into her head, without thinking. At the same time, she is unable to express herself. For example, when Higgins is rude to her, she cries, "Ow!" rather than make an actual reply. However, by the time of the ambassador's party, Eliza is a very different creature, able to express her deepest feelings. She has become strong and independent, a young woman who is able to ask for what she needs and wants. Shaw describes Professor Higgins as a well-built, lively man in his early 40s. He has a beard and a moustache and a high forehead. The scientific type, careless about himself and other people, including their feelings. Higgins does not change in the way that Eliza does. He learns to respect Eliza, but it is clear that he will never love her the way that she could love him if he allowed it. However, the professor is extremely honest, amusing, and confident, with no real unkindness, and as a result, he is very likable. We recognize Higgins as a certain type of person who we all know. The insensitive but brilliant professor who is interested in ideas rather than people.